Thank you. blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the faults of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name.
Through Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Most High, omnipotent, good Lord, grant your people grace to renounce gladly the vanities of this world, that following the way of Blessed Francis, we may for love of you delight in your whole creation with perfectness of joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And so was it. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. The word of the Lord.
A reading of the letter of Paul to the Galatians. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I brought something with me today. This was brought to me this week by one of our parishioners who had been confirmed as an Episcopalian in May. And the dog ate her prayer book. She bought a new one and asked if I could sign it, just like I signed this one. But I decided to keep it. This dog really consumed the word. What do you think? Do animals get into heaven? I hear mostly yeses. At the 9 o'clock, there was a number of yeses and one very forceful no. Let me tell you my theory. You remember at the very beginning of the Bible, the story of the Garden of Eden, right? Now tell me, who gets kicked out of the Garden of Eden? Was it the animals? Was it? No, it's only the people. The people are the ones who are disobedient and get kicked out of the Garden of Eden. So we're the ones who have to be baptized. We're the ones who have sin. Animals don't need to be baptized. They don't need to confess their sins. They don't need funerals because they never left Eden. They're simply part of God's creation, living in harmony with our Lord. So do they go back to God when they die? Well, my answer is they never really left in the first place. They belong to Eden. Do you remember before Adam and Eve ate that fruit, what their relationship was like with God? When God called to them, they came. They didn't even think about it. It was very simple. They didn't think about themselves, their bodies, their worries, their possessions, nothing. They just did whatever God asked of them. It was only after they ate that fruit that God called, and they did what? they ran and they hid because they realized that they were naked. They started looking at themselves and thinking about themselves and what they looked like and how they were perceived. And they started worrying and obsessing, and human sin was born. So the relationship that they had in Eden before the fall was very simple. God spoke, and they came. There was a man named Bill who was a therapist living in Chicago. He had a pretty good practice associated with a hospital, and every evening he'd go out and drink with his buddies, and he had a nice apartment. He was offered two jobs, one to be promoted in the hospital and one to become a therapist coach for a big company. Both were lucrative and wonderful offers. He was walking down the street one day thinking about these two opportunities when he saw the door of a church was open. He didn't really go to church, but he walked inside and said to God, "What should I do?" In his mind, he heard a voice, and the voice said, "I'll lead, you follow. All trust, no fear." It was a very simple message. I'll lead, you follow. All trust, no fear. Bill did not accept either job. Instead, he decided to become a monk and to put on a monk's habit and to go into the inner cities of Chicago, downtown Chicago, and start to get to know the gangs. He called them his brothers, and they called him Brother Bill. He made a habit out of his old jeans sewn together. It looked really dumb. People thought he was crazy. When the gangs would go out to war with one another, Brother Bill would not say a word, but he would walk in his silly-looking habit into the middle of the gangs as they faced each other, and he would simply stand there, smiling at them in love. His habit had a bullet hole through the bottom of one of the sleeves, where it had just missed his body. People threw glass over his head. All trust, God said, no fear. All lead, you follow. Life is very simple for Brother Bill, and he's very happy. You know, Jesus in the gospel, he says that we are supposed to take all his yoke upon us, his burden upon us, and learn from him. That we're not supposed to worry about our own burdens, but instead do what God asks, do what God cares about. See things from God's perspective. I'll lead, you follow. All trust, no fear. Today we remember Saint Francis, who many of you know and love well. Saint Francis was born to a rich cloth merchant named Pedro de Bernardone. As a young boy, Saint Francis was sent out into his town to sell his father's wares, to sell cloth. Francis was doing well. He was selling a lot of cloth, making good money, when a beggar walked up. "I'm hungry," the beggar said. "Could I have some money?" Francis said, "No, I'm selling this for my father." And the beggar walked peacefully away. But as the beggar was walking away, Francis started seeing things from the perspective of Eden again. He started thinking about what God would see. And all of a sudden, he ran up to the beggar and he said, "I'm so sorry, you're hungry. You need money." And he took all of the money out of his pockets and he gave it to the beggar, all of it. You think his dad was happy when he got home? No. This began a war between Francis and his father. For you see, his father saw as the world sees, and Francis saw from the perspective of God. Finally, when Francis decided that what God wanted him to do was walk around the village and the countryside in a simple way and praise God, finally his father cracked. In the middle of the town square with all the people there and the bishop there, Francis's father said, "If you continue to live this crazy, wild life, I'm going to disinherit you. You're going to have to give back everything that I've given you." Francis said, "Okay." So he took off his clothes, not just some of them, all of them. He stood there in the middle of the town with the bishop and everybody stark naked, and he handed his clothes to his father. Francis had literally gone back to Eden. He was not caring what anybody thought of him. He was not caring what he looked like. All he knew was that he was a child of God. "I'll lead, you follow. All trust, no fear." Everyone in the village thought that Francis was absolutely insane. But it's been almost 1,000 years, and do we remember any of them? Have you all heard of the new best-selling book called Kisses for Katie? No? One yes. Katie is a young woman who was homecoming queen and class president. She's beautiful and articulate and vivacious. She graduated from high school and had wonderful opportunities to go to college. When she came home to her parents one day and said, "Mom and Dad, I've been baptized in the church and I've been listening to Jesus. He said, follow me. So instead of going to college, I wanted you to know I'm going to Uganda." How do you think her parents reacted? "Are you crazy? Are you kidding?" Katie was determined. Without a nursing degree, without an engineering degree or an education degree or anything, she flew to Uganda with no idea of what she was doing. As most of you know, Uganda has been ripped apart by war and AIDS, and so many of their children are orphaned. Katie is in her mid-20s now, and she has 22 children. Every day she wakes up with them, they sing about God, they cook big pots full of soup. Children come from all over the town to eat at her house. Even up to 200 have been there at one time. and she tries to feed all of them. And it's the strangest thing when you read her book, because she is so happy. She says, every day I get to wake up and see a child smile. It's so simple to live in Eden. All you do is what God asks of you. All trust, no fear. I'll lead, you follow. Francis is our inspiration. And there's not just one Francis, there are many of him. You might be one too. Amen. Let us stand and reaffirm the words of our baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
Almighty God, change us forever through the waters of baptism. Help us to live more fully as your children. Living God,
hear our prayer.
You have marked us as Christ's own forever. Help us to live generously and without fear. Living God,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who are sick, suffering, or in need. May they experience the peace of your presence at all times and in all places. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. Living God, bless all those who have died, that they may have eternal life. I invite you to speak their names aloud. We especially remember Willie Mae Lambeth and Shauna Brown. Living God, we give thanks for the ministries of this cathedral that touch the lives of the poor, the homeless, the sick, the elderly, and little children. Give us the strength, courage, and joy to grow these ministries and to serve you here in the city of Jacksonville and throughout the world. Living God,
hear our prayers.
We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud. Living God,
hear our prayers.
Pour yourself into our hearts, O Lord, as you were poured upon us in the waters of baptism. May our prayers flow freely to your heart and be found acceptable in your sight.
Amen.
And now let us say together a prayer which is attributed to St. Francis. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways for the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter. We're so glad that you're with us. We are having cottage meetings throughout the city. You're being invited to have a meal or coffee in each other's homes. But we're noticing that not a lot of people want to go to each other's homes. The RSVPing is not that great. So we're having a dinner here. So if you want to come here to a cottage meeting on October the 23rd, we're going to have a great dinner. Now this dinner is hosted by the Wednesday Morning Men's Curcio Group. There are some really good cooks in this group. So I hope that you'll join us. If you want to come on October the 23rd for dinner, please just call the church office and RSVP, because we do need a head count for the food. You will be receiving in the mail this week a package which is filled with some things for our pledge drive. You're going to see the Cathedral Quarterly, which is a beautiful magazine in which some of our members talk about what they love about the cathedral. You're going to receive, backed by popular demand, a book that is something that you can work on your own rule of life. It asks you questions in four areas: physical, relational, spiritual, and financial. And you're able to make vows to yourself for how you want to live the coming year. So if you're interested in having your own rule of life, just read the instructions on the book and follow them. You will also receive a pledge card. And we hope that on the last Sunday of October, we want you to give time to pray and think and talk with your family. On the last Sunday of October, you will bring it here to the church. And as you're coming up for communion, lay it in the plate as an offering to the Lord to help fund this birthplace of ministry here. We had a wonderful pet blessing at the 9 o'clock. About 200 people and lots of pets, turtles and birds and geckos and dogs, and the kids in the nursery are blessing their stuffed animals as we speak. So it's been a great St. Francis Day. And yesterday, I want to thank Jeremy Johnson in particular. Yesterday, we had our first Acolyte Festival in many years. 200 acolytes came from all over the diocese. They processed and they were blessed by the bishop, and they played acolyte Olympics, which meant they raced up and had to light the Advent wreath as fast as they could in the right order, and then they had to dress a priest, and then they had to walk around with wafers on their bodies but not on their hands and see if they could not spill any of them. It was just wonderful. A great, great day. We're so grateful, Jeremy. And last but not least, this coming Saturday, we're offering a wonderful workshop, which I hope you'll take advantage of. We are blessed at this cathedral to have the head neurologist at Mayo Clinic here. He's a wonderful man, and he is going to be doing a workshop next Saturday on medical ethics. So if you're interested in really talking to him, getting to know him and learning from him, that's this coming Saturday. Please call the church, and there's more information about that in your bulletin. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and good and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have made us heirs of your kingdom and blessed us with the good inheritance promised to all your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take. Eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
We remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us seek peace. Alleluia!
These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us join in sending forth our lay Eucharistic minister who will bring the Holy Eucharist to those who are homebound. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one blood. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Remember St. Francis on this day, all trust, no fear. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.